The holidays often bring extra presents and messages from loved ones. KUOW's Amy Radel recently visited a busy post office in Seattle, but it's not run by the U.S. Postal Service.
How are you doing today?
All right.
Anyone who needs a mailing address can have the mail sent to 77 South Washington Street in Pioneer Square. That's the post office run by the Compass Housing Alliance. Most of the 3,500 people in Seattle who use that address are homeless or in temporary housing. Compass's Teresa Dillard points to a pile of packages in the mailroom as a sign of the holidays.
Typically, we wouldn't have quite that many. We would have maybe a quarter of that number of packages.
Some packages say perishable, so she hustles them to a refrigerator. Compass offers banking and mail services at one counter, so clients line up at two teller's windows to access their savings accounts and get their mail. One client, Ernest Petrie, looks excited when he's handed a sizable box from Walmart.
Were you expecting something, or is
this a surprise? I got my Christmas present. I got my 9-inch digital portable TV, so, you know, I can watch the games and stuff.
Games for Petrie mean one thing, his beloved 49ers football team. He says he can't wait to open his package in the men's dorm upstairs where he stays.
So you're not going to wait till Christmas to open this?
Oh, no, I'm going to open it now.
Compass's Cindy Jackson says the organization has held mail for people since it started as a church mission in 1920.
It started off as a reading room, a place where loggers or sailors or people that were down on their luck could come get a meal, receive their mail, spend some time, and then it has evolved over the years to what we have today.
And this is the most mail they've ever dealt with. Right now, they're adding about a dozen names a day. Nathaniel Bergstein works with clients at the teller's window. He does a job that's part banking, part mail clerk, and part social worker.
Do you have any other middle names or Andres?
Yeah.
Okay. He says the hardest part of the job is the sheer volume of mail they receive.
I would say that's difficult because everyone here, you know, is committed and wants to process things as quickly as possible, but that gets harder and harder the more clients we add to the system.
They log all the mail they receive into a computer, especially since about half the recipients get benefits from state agencies. There were also 800 King County ballots sent to their mailroom this year. Some other homeless shelters also hold mail for clients, or people can have mail sent general delivery to the downtown post office. But once someone who's homeless picks up mail, there's the question of how to keep it safe and dry.
All I have right now is what's in my tote, because at our shelters you're allowed to keep one tote, plastic tote, with a lid on it.
Stephen Emery says he sleeps at a shelter in the University District. He's been homeless in Seattle for over a year. He also has access to a locker in another location downtown. He travels between those places, a job in South Park, the public library to check email, and Compass to pick up his regular mail, like some boots that his brother sent him.
One of the staff that he works for in his office ordered some boots for me on Amazon, had them delivered here, right there, those boxes that you see. I get all my mail, obviously. There it is right there. So it's pretty important.
Emery says he's dealing with alcoholism and bipolar disorder, but he juggles the logistics that allow him to find meals, medication, and a place to stay. He says getting his mail here helps him stay connected and get things done.
I've lost everything many times over, but what are you going to do today? That's my question. What are you going to do right now?
A lot of the people who get their mail here are waiting for something, for a job offer, to get off a housing wait list, or for a question about their benefits to be resolved. But like everyone else, they say the mail they look forward to most is a personal letter. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.